Good morning, and welcome to Faith in Action, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Genuine faith should cause us to act in a manner pleasing to God. Pastor Craig Smith uses this time to look at different Bible verses and see how we should apply them to our lives. Living like Jesus will help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
Hello, today I'd like for us to look at Psalm chapter 44, verse number 1. It says, "We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, in days of old." It's very encouraging to read and hear testimonies of how God has delivered victories in the past. Seeing and hearing how God worked in the past strengthens our faith and gives us confidence that He will do it again. That's what much of Scripture is about, reading and seeing how God answered other prayers and how He worked miraculously in the lives of other believers. I personally was raised in a Christian home, and my parents often shared how God had met their needs in miraculous ways over and over again. This was extremely encouraging and helpful to strengthen my faith. However, while hearing how God worked in the past is very helpful, there comes a point when each of us have to trust God for ourselves. In Blackaby's study Bible for this verse, Henry Blackaby said, "There is no such thing as secondhand walk with God. We can marvel that others have experienced God's mighty power in the past, but our relationship with God must be dynamic and it must be our own." Studying about God's supplying for others is comforting, but actually stepping out in faith and seeing God deliver personally is life-changing. We can rejoice with others in their victories, but God wants us to experience His victories for ourselves. That's putting our faith into action. It's hard, scary, intimidating, sometimes fearful to trust God fully, but it is so rewarding. He seldom answers the way we think He will, but He will answer. And the more we trust and exercise our faith, the stronger and more rewarding that it will get. Then we can tell others of our victories in Christ, and it will encourage them and motivate them to exercise their faith for themselves. It takes courage to stand up and exercise our faith, but it is so rewarding. George Duffield wrote a song many years ago that went like this: stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army shall He lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, forth to the mighty conflict, in this His glorious day. Ye who are men now serve Him against unnumbered foes, let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in His strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife, it will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally." I encourage you to read about how God answered prayer in the past, but don't stop there. Let past victories of others motivate you to put your faith into practice for yourself. You will never regret it. Have a blessed day in the Lord.